I'm a huge fan of wire. I mean, it you can get a resonant antenna up, and it's not too hard to get one up 30 feet or so, and they play really well. It's not a compromise. You know, most antennas for POTA, like verticals and things and all that, are all a compromise of sorts. But a wire, if you can get it up, you know, 30 foot or so, that's not a real compromise. That's a damn good antenna. And you're getting, you know, when you, and especially when you're running lower power levels, you know, like QRP stuff, you really want to make sure all the snot you got's getting to the feed point. You know, tuners just send it up, you know, burn it up in heat and safely, but that's what they do. And, you know, you get some fraction of your antenna to your lousy, and, you know, some fraction of your power to your lousy antenna. Whereas, you know, with the wire, you get all of your power to a quality antenna. Big difference. But, yeah, as far as the drive-on mass, you know, you've got the trailer hitch one, so, you know, you've already got that covered. And just really be a matter of whether you think that extra 15 feet would, you know, be worth the effort for the VHF, UHF stuff. Certainly worth it for the wire. That's no question there. But, you know, now you go the other route, and you just get that ATAS and put that on there, use the vehicle antennas for VHF, UHF, and use, like, some sort of a trailer hitch mount or a stake bed mount for the ATAS. Now, you've got a real, it's resonant because, you know, it's an ATAS, but, you know, it's vertical. But you've got plenty of vehicle to work against. So there's a lot of ways to go. You're just going to have to think it out, figure out what you want to do, right?